WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. An ABC News Ipsos poll shows a statistical tie between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, both of whom are in the key battleground of Pennsylvania tonight. In suburban Philadelphia, Trump supporters like Nathan Thomas, preparing to see his remarks, say,
"We're really supportive of how he wants to secure the southern border, how he wants to get inflation under control, and kind of restore this country's, you know, greatness across the world."
Vice President Harris is in Pennsylvania's northwest corner for an event in Erie. The Biden administration getting involved in the ongoing Boeing machinist strike. The acting secretary of labor's in Seattle meeting with Boeing and the union that represents more than 30,000 striking machinists. Delta Airlines has stopped serving hot meals on flights from its Detroit hub after a catering partner was alerted to a food safety issue. The airline says it has not confirmed any reports of illness. And new civil lawsuits filed today against Sean Combs, alleging sexual assault. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the investigation into the 2020 false electors scheme is ongoing. And on WISN's Upfront on Sunday, the Democratic AG did not rule out new charges, including charges against former President Donald Trump. The Harris Walls Blue Wall bus tour visited Wausau on Monday, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer emphasizing the importance of voters making a plan.
We know that our votes count a great deal, and we want our voters to get out and make their voices heard. This is a high-stakes election.
Whitmer was joined by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. The bus tour continues on Tuesday. Machinists at Miller Coors in Milwaukee have agreed to a new contract, ending a one-week-old strike. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with some showers around this evening, then overnight, some clearing with frost possible. Morning low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and highs in the upper 40s to near 50 for tomorrow. A hard freeze and frost likely tomorrow night. Freeze watch issued. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron, just after 5 o'clock on the Monday ride home. 50-minute music hour continues on. We'll get to Phil Collins, your request via the Civic Media app, and Talking Heads now on Max FM.
Thank you. way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you.
FM Sports.
Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets playing host to the Buffalo Bills. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New York is playing its first game since Robert Saleh was fired as head coach. Today is a victory Monday for the Packers. They rocked Arizona 34-13 and are off until Wednesday when they start preparing for next Sunday's home game against Houston at Lambeau Field. Marquette men's basketball team ranked 18th in the AP preseason poll, which is out today. The Golden Eagles have been ranked in 31 straight AP polls now, dating back to the 2022-23 season. The Badgers receiving votes as only 4 of the 18 Big Ten teams found their way into the preseason poll. Purdue at number 14, Indiana 17th, UCLA 22nd, and Rutgers at number 25. Brewers catcher William Contreras has been named the team's most valuable player for the second straight year as selected by the Milwaukee chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
Come over here. All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
We've got all sorts of savings in our Max FM Big Deal store. I'll highlight a couple of those for you. Great opportunities to save right in time for the holidays. I know, it's weird to say that, but we're like a month and a half away. It's coming up next on Max FM.
Tell me.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You said you'd meet me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 50-minute music hour on the Monday ride home. Fresh off a Packers victory, were you watching that game? It was, but it was really refreshing to go through that first half realizing, okay, we don't have to be sweating necessarily on the edge of our seats. You know, by the time you get to the fourth quarter. Hey, plenty of great ways for you to save money. If you can go home tonight and go to maxfmbigdeals.com, we have updated our big deal store. And for those, you know, maybe you're a little unfamiliar, well, this is an opportunity for you to save money on local businesses that you'd already be shopping at in advance. So, Bender's Tap In, a $30 gift certificate for virtual sports sessions. $30 gift certificate will only cost you $21 at maxfmbigdeals.com. Konamichi, $10 gift certificates, a two-pack. Normally cost you $20. You're going to get them for $14. And Jay's Pub and Grill, $25 gift certificate for only $20. Again, you can find these deals at maxfmbigdeals.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling polished and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with some showers around this evening, then overnight some clearing with frost possible. Morning low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and highs in the upper 40s to near 50 for tomorrow. A hard freeze and frost likely tomorrow night. Freeze watch issued. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 46 right now.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
.7 Max FM. So these are about to be a thing of the past. What grocery stores around the country are removing and how they might need your help to remove them. We'll talk about it after 6 o'clock on Max FM.
Like a ball on fire when the rebel took the lead.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
people.